It's so good to have you listening today to the program Sermon and Song, and I do hope you'll tell someone else about this ministry. I'd like to have you open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 4, and I'm going to reread verse 13, and we'll move right on into verse 14 today. We're moving right along now, verse by verse, word by word, in the book of 1 Peter. We are not attempting to actually teach the book. By that I simply mean we're not outlining it in some form that you could write it down and study it later. You would have to have the message itself in order to know what I was saying. I simply am just preaching from the book. Now, I think we need more of that. I think we need more of what the Bible says than what men's ideas are that the Bible says. And so we're trying to take this book, 1 Peter, and just actually preach it as it comes, and preach it in a way that it will stir your heart by the precious Holy Spirit of God using it and cause you to be a better Christian if you are saved, and certainly should you not be saved, that you become a child of God. Now in verse 13 it says, "But rejoice insomuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." Now, we've been reading about the suffering of the Christian. The whole theme of the book is about that, and about how the Christian ought to have the proper attitude and ought to be willing to suffer for Jesus' sake. Now, this is a far cry from some of the preaching that you're hearing today, but if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you shall suffer persecution. Now, you don't groan about it. You simply thank God that you have the privilege and the opportunity to suffer for Jesus' sake and take part in the sufferings that he underwent for you, actually to be identified with his sufferings. No Christian ought to think that he can get by easily in this old world system that is controlled by Satan. He ought not to think that he can get by easily when our Lord Jesus Christ himself, who was perfect, who made no mistakes, he was the God-man, and yet he suffered untold misery at the hands of the religious leaders primarily, and actually I don't find where he received very much punishment from anyone that wasn't a religious leader. The Roman soldiers who punished him physically were simply carrying out the orders that were given them by their superiors. And I find that it is the Jewish people, the religious leaders, that is, of that day, who were following tradition instead of listening to God, and so they, in turn, persecuted him and called for him to be sent to the cross. Now, if you are suffering today, count it a privilege. In verse 14 it says, "If ye be reproached for the name of Christ." Now that's, be sure that you understand, this is because you are a Christian, for the name of Christ, because you accept him, because you believe him to be the Son of God. Happy are ye. Happy are ye. In fact, I think a lot of people today are happier than they really think they are. You say, well, now, how could that be? Well, to be very honest with you, I don't know. But he says, happy are ye if you are reproached for the name of Christ. And many times we find people who are reproached for the name of Christ thinking that they're in such misery until everybody ought to feel sorry for them. And, of course, most of us do feel sorry for them. But at the same time, the Bible says they are happy. And so that's the kind of happiness that is lasting. That's the kind of happiness that will amount to something when Jesus Christ comes back to earth again. Happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. Now think of that. Those people who are being persecuted for Christ's sake, the Spirit of God and of glory, rather, and of God rest upon them. They're walking about with the Spirit of God resting upon them and the glory of God shining about them. Oh, I know the world doesn't see that, but they know that, and they know it on the inside. All right? And on your part, he is evil spoken of. On their part, he is evil spoken of. But on your part, he is glorified. So Jesus Christ, when he is evil spoken of because of something that you are doing as a Christian, something may not be a whole lot. It may not be some outstanding crusade that you're carrying on against some evil in the world. It may be simply the matter of you will not take part in the filthy jokes at the office. It may be that you will just not take part in the drinking at the office parties. It may be that you will just absolutely not take part in the worldly activities that go on in this world, and it upsets the unsaved person. He doesn't like that because you are a condemnation to him, as Noah was a condemnation to the world in which he lived before the flood. You are a condemnation to those who refuse to live according to the Word of God. And he says, on their part, he's evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. So when you suffer for Jesus' sake, then Jesus is glorified. Now, most of us don't like to suffer. In fact, I don't guess any of us enjoy the suffering, but it certainly ought to put a different light on it here if we're suffering for Jesus' sake. If we're suffering for Jesus' sake, then we are glorified, and we are glorifying the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That should make us happy. For any time we can please God, it should spread happiness in our life. Now, if it takes something beside that to spread happiness in your heart, then you need to check up and see if you have the Holy Spirit living within you. In other words, if you can't be happy unless you're on vacation, if you can't be happy unless you're having some kind of a thrill, if you can't be happy unless you're taking part in the things of the world and laughing at the dirty jokes and looking at the filthy pornography and all of the other things, if you can't be happy except you do that, then, my dear friend, you don't fit this scripture at all. For the way to be happy is to be persecuted for Jesus' sake because you take such a strong stand for him and for his righteousness.